There's a difference. You hear me, brother? There's a difference. And that's what's wrong with the church today. The reason why it's so powerless. Now see, the thing that God is going to deviate from his plan and from his book the way he has always done it. He ain't going to do it. Man is going to deviate, but God is not going to deviate. Jesus said, you come follow me. I know it. Everybody wondering what I'm doing too. I'm also getting that spirit too. Dealing with some curses. We're going to get a hold of that thing in a minute. Hey, can you bring her right here, brother? Put her right here so me and that spirit can have some altercations here. So anyway, I was surprised that the young man didn't get mad at me. And I told him, I said, brother, I'm sorry, brother. I knew when God had so-called, because we learned that terminology, called me to preach. I said, I knew what happened. The day he did that, brother, I was ready to leave. See how that spirit, look. See that spirit doing? That's that spirit. Now, you remember how I told you that everybody here know that ain't her. We know that, don't you? You understand that, right? So you're at peace with that, right? You're good, brother. That's good. Amen. Said she couldn't listen to my message because that spirit kept, you know what I mean, won't cut a fool. Boy, I hate them things, brother. I hate them things, brother. Look at them. I hate them. I hate them. Look at them. See it, Pastor? We're going to find out which one it is in a minute. We'll get some sisters and stuff on it. By the way, what's your name, Spirit? Hey, you hear me talking to you. What's your name? Yeah, you got a name. What is it?
I'm the ruler of the universe.
You're the ruler of the universe. Which one?
I rule everything.
You rule everything. Well, it don't look like you're doing such a good job of ruling today. And I tell you what, ruler of the universe, I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And I command you to go down until I get finished. And when I get finished, we'll deal with you. And I command you to stop your harassing, tempting, driving, and tormenting right now. You hear me? Go down right now. All right, Sister Linda, you all right? Okay, you just hang in there for a second, okay? Let me get this out of the way. Just hang in there, okay? Hallelujah. See, now that's her. You see that? That's her. That's her. May I tell you, boy, did you bring the camera? Why ain't you got the thing on, brother? Cut the thing on, brother. Now, today, you can tell the service ain't going to go as planned because we got to deal with this thing. We got to get out here. So we're going to need some of us. We're going to need to be praying. Amen. We're going to deal with this thing. These people been dealing with this manifestation like this for like, what, 2 weeks now? Just been coming on and on, throwing in the floor, on the walls and stuff, and screaming and crying. The brother can't get no sleep. Got to get him go to work. Can't hardly get no sleep and stuff. And I said, brother, only desperate folk get deliverance. Next thing you know, wham, boom, flew down here from New York. I don't blame him. I would too. Set up and see no spirit torment my wife. See, and see what they've been doing. They've been doing things that all, you know, believers don't do. You know, pray, fast, read the word, stuff like that. And so now we're going to go on to the next level, next step. We're going to cast these things out. Amen. Now, it's already in disclosed some stuff, some generational curses, right? All right, you got the stuff right written down, or you got it known? Okay, now, ruler of the universe. Here we go again. I tell you what. Yeah. You talked to me the other day, didn't you? You talked to me the other day over the telephone, didn't you? Well, you're here. You said you wasn't coming, but now you're here. Amen. See my smiley face? You like it? We got something for you. Amen. We got something for you. We're going to cast you out. probably even sing it a Tigers. You're going to stop with this sister. I can tell you that right now. You're going to stop this nonsense. So we're going to do. You got that prayer for curses. Who got that? I want y'all to send, get her through some prayer curses, get some legal grounds removed. And if not, I'll just lead you through it myself. Sister, you understand the first thing we got to do is got to make sure that all bases are covered. You follow me? Because that manifestation right there comes from sins of the father. Yes. Curses that have been passed down through the family line. Of course, you know, we don't believe in stuff like that. You know that. You know how folks are. Yet our minds are so messed up, whipped, twisted, warped, and perverted. Amen. I tell you what, brother. We're going to put nothing, put the blood thing on. Them things hate the blood thing. Amen. They hate the blood thing. And some of you other folks and stuff, I'm going to need some of you praying, because we don't know how long this is going to end up, you know, pretty much taking right here. You follow me? And what we're going to do is we're going to also, after a little short while, we're going to work with Brother Anthony. You know, Brother Anthony, he came up with a revelation truth by himself. He said, man, I'm the head. Amen. And if my wife got all this trouble, ain't she saved? She saved, isn't she? And people tell me, just saved folk can't have no demons. And I got one talking to me. Just got finished saying it. It ain't that we want them. I hate them. I don't want them. But if we continue to adopt this hands-off attitude where nothing, the devil ain't got no influence on nothing, ain't nothing going to get done. So I told him when he gets finished here and he gets finished learning here, you need to take it back where he at and then start telling people, whatever you do, don't shirk back, don't shriek back. You don't care what men got to say. I don't forget them. Even his own country, a good and mighty work there is because of unbelief. The Bible said he just laid his hands, save on just what? Just a few sick folk, and that was it. Why? Because unbelief bound him from doing the work. So he said, forget this, I'm going to go out. And he left his country, and he went out. Why? Well, unbelief was following around, but it definitely, he didn't have to worry about his countryside no more, did he? Let me tell you something, folk. You see, that's the reason why I don't have no natural family with me today, because I can't do no mighty work there. The one who used to snatch biscuits at their table, now they despise. I mean, you would think if somebody tell you, you can be healed. You don't have to be sick. You don't need that drug. You don't need that. All you need is more of the Messiah. That's all you need. All you need is more Him in you. That's all you need. You need understanding, which is a wellspring of life. You need it. You need it. Sin has ravished your body. You think when somebody hear that, they will go, and then they'll believe it, they will go, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You run the banal today. You tell me the whole world ain't lying in wickedness. It is there. Literally there. They'll fight you tooth and nail. That's why I keep that, man. Don't you concentrate on them rebels. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. No, you don't. You concentrate on them who have faith. And you strengthen that which remains. Oh, yeah, hey, brother. See that sister right there? That's Dad Mays right there. That's the one who died in service on us. She wasn't that. She was the color of Marley's head covering. Her dad, her husband sitting right there. Did she die on his dad, man? Come on, elders. Y'all went back here. Did y'all check? Everybody went and put their so-called medical expertise. She's gray. Out. What are you saying? I said, I'm telling everybody out there something too. You know, we got more listening than here. I'm going to tell you everybody this. I keep telling you that he's alive. Yes, the reason why he ain't alive, because your faith ain't alive. Hallelujah. You know, we will believe every doubt. We'll believe every uncertainty. We'll believe every unbelief. We'll believe every spirit that calls us to withdraw, but we won't believe what he says. Amen. That throws me. Yes, sir. That throws me. The Bible says you have to fight the fight of faith. You have to lay a hold of eternal life. Amen? Amen. Now I've got a motto that I adopted from Joshua. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. No options. No disagreements. That's it, period. And I got a made up mind. You know what? Let me sing a song here for a second so we can get old ruler of the universe up there, stir it up. Look at him. He's starting up again. Look at him. See him, Pastor? That's ruler of the universe. Sitting right here straightway. Ruler of the universe. All right. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died up on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I thank Yah, it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died up on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I'll cut it short right there. The ruler of the universe, boy, he don't like that. Amen. Amen. All right. Sister Carol, while I'm talking here just for a few more seconds, okay? You go ahead and lead us through them prayers, all right? So we can get on busy with that. We'll get a few of y'all sisters up here to start. Up here with her. And if that thing starts cutting a literal fool, I ask her over the phone, I said, let me ask you a question. How tall are you? How much you weigh? And I'm going to let you know the reason why I'm asking the question, because I want to figure out how far does men going to get throwed. I said, you know, because if we slip up and don't do it right, which we plan on doing it right. Now, but anyway, Brother Anthony said, man, I'm the head of this body right here. And if that's in her, and I said, man, it's got to be something going on. I said, yeah, brother, by virtue of soul tie, you won. But it's all right. See, the thing about it is, brother and sister, you don't relish about what has happened in the past, whether it be you or somebody else. What you do is you think on where you're going and what the future's going to be. That's the big deal. That's the big deal. Man, so what? Repent. Turn from your wicked ways and give glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the big deal? He already made a way for us. He's already made the way for us. All we got to do is walk in his way. Walk in the light. He's the light. And there it is. It's all there for us, brother. See? Every single bit of it. Every single bit of it. That guy called and said, brother, you an impact preacher. And I said, you come down here and sit in front of me so we can get some impact on you then. That's because flattery don't work with me, brother. Somebody else you'd call and they'd have sucked it up. Say, don't work with me. Come down here. Let me see you.